Today we are going to be discussing dynamic method of strength and conditioning. Woods, I usually at least ask for permission when you're going to post a picture of me pushing a sled.
Well, Gregor, I'm sorry, but you know what? I thought you'd say no, so I posted it anyway.
Yeah, I liked it. It's a good profile picture of me from a few years ago. It was very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I only wish. But sled training, that's been something that's been around for a while, but it's definitely become more mainstream. What's so good about it?
Well, sled training, it's a form of resistance training, just another form of resistance training, and it's a piece of equipment that looks like a small dog sled, and it's got runners on it that slide on the ground. But the runners can be changed out, and you can put wheels on it, and then you can use it on any kind of terrain. You could even use it outside if you wanted to. They also have like a tubular bar that you can allow weight plates to be loaded or stacked on to accommodate the strengths of the participant. And most gyms, Gregor, have some sort of AstroTurf area where you can safely push it or pull it in any sort of number of patterns. And the sleds can accommodate anywhere from 100 pounds up to 1,200 pounds. And the cost of these things, $100 for a really small one, but they can cost as much as $1,500. Or like in our gym, because we have very limited space in our facility, Gregor, so we have a hit mill, which is a treadmill that's on a 45-degree angle, and we can load plates on the side. And you can kind of walk in one position because we don't have a lot of space to push. But in the summertime, we build our own scenario where we've got ropes and we've got old tires that we load up with weights inside the tires. And we have our clients kind of pull those or push those things around.
So, you know, what is like the I know football has used that for a long, long time, right? Because it seems very translatable to football, especially for guys getting off the line, right? You want to get mm-hmm. down, you want to push a lot of weight. What's the benefit for other sports? Like, let's say, you know, in hockey. Now, I know sometimes in hockey you want to get low, and but you're not necessarily pushing weight. It's like yourself. But what's the benefit? Is it just added leg strength?
Well, it's added leg strength, but what it is more specifically, Gregor, it's horizontally directed strength training. So when we talk about, you know, running or anything that's done on the ground and you're working on this horizontal plane, anything that we can do that is more sport specific or mimic stress in that direction, obviously it's going to have some translation into more sport specific power. So that's why we do it. And it can translate into like any of the sports that have an explosive reactive component. So sprinters, football players, obviously, but even for hockey and hockey, obviously there's a gliding component with the skating stride. But again, because we perform hockey, on that horizontal plane on the ice, there would still be some translation into a sport specific value, using the sled.
Okay. Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joined us. What about other, you know, kind of dynamic power moves? What's the, well, obviously I understand the benefit of them, but what are some other ones that for dynamic method of strength and conditioning, which isn't just the usual, you know, weight training per se?
Okay. Well, so for example, like when we're breaking down a sport, and I'll use basketball as the example. So for sprinters and football players, we'd want to use the sled where it's a more horizontally directed, stress or form of strength training. For basketball players, because they have to jump, we would have to do some vertically directed type strength training. So anything that happens underneath the feet, like a squat with your feet in contact with the ground, or even if we're doing presses overhead, that is a vertically directed type activity that translates well for those basketball players. And the other thing with that, so if we're looking at even depth jumps, like doing plyometrics, for example, so if you're jumping off a platform, jumping onto the ground, and then immediately jumping up again, that type of vertically directed strength training, again, will help to improve one's vertical jump height. So if you're a basketball player, obviously that makes good sense.
Okay, Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us. And, you know, anything that's dynamic, and I guess maybe we can go back to dynamic method for some people that don't know the benefits of dynamic and how that's become something that if you're an athlete of any level, if you don't have a dynamic component in your training, you're losing ground on your opposition.
Yeah, you are, Gregor. So what we could talk about there is the stretch shortening cycle. So when we engage in even the most simplistic physical activity, there is a quick sort of lengthening of muscle tissue, and then there's a quick shortening of muscle tissue to generate force or power, to jump or run or to do any of that. So we need to do activities that enhance that reaction time. So something that would be counterproductive, for example, like if we have an athlete that is engaged in a lot of static stretching where we're stretching muscles out, we're teaching them to be long, and we're holding them in those extended positions for long periods of time, that's not very sport specific. So when that athlete goes and tries to do something really dynamic after static stretching, for example, there's a strong possibility that they might end up with some sort of injury. So that's why we try to have athletes do things that are more dynamic and do activities that sort of more closely mimic whatever sport they're going to take part in.
Dynamic warm-up, a must-have now?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, like I'll use the American College of Sports Medicine as the example. Their position on static stretching, it's a no-no for athletes about to engage in any sort of dynamic activity. So, you know, what you want to do, again, like walking lunges, hip swings, arm swings, jumping jacks, any of those old sort of calisthenic type movements, you know, prior to sport are a lot more effective and, again, a lot more sport specific when it comes to engaging in activity. You know, the one other thing I would say to Gregor, just as we go back to the sled specifically, the thing I really like about sled training, just even for the average person, it's self-limiting. The load dictates whether you can or can't do it. You don't need a spotter for it. It's reasonably safe with a low risk of injury, provided you exercise good common sense. Like, don't get too aggressive with the loads on these sleds. And you can perform a really quality workout using a sled. And I'll just give you a quick example. So if you've got your sled kind of loaded up with a little bit of weight and just doing reverse back pedals, great for the quads, you put on some straps onto that sled. You can do chest presses. And then if you go in the opposite direction, you can actually pull the sled, which is great for your back. And then if you want to lighten up the load on the sled and then do some sprint intervals, you'll get a great heart and lung workout, you know, with your sled. So it's a wonderful piece of equipment, but you just need some room to accommodate working with it.
Jeffrey, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Hey, I got one more thing for you. Your ninth annual Month of Giving.
Yeah.
Do you need something else? Because Plakas and I were thinking that we would donate a training package, if you're interested, 12 sessions. We'd be happy to give that away.
All right.
And have people, you know, bid on that.
Do they have to work out with Plakas, though?
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to go 6 sessions with Plakas and then 6 sessions with me. We might even be able to get some nutritional counseling in there from Aletha Taylor as well. She might help out.
Ooh, I like that. People like to eat better. So, yeah, dude, I'm all into exercise. So, yeah, send me an email with that. I'll be all over it. Love it.
All right. Sounds good. I'll put it together.